This audio recording is a ministry of the Church of the Incarnation, a parish of the Personal Ordinariate of the Chair of St. Peter in the Catholic Church. We thank you for listening, and we invite you to visit us either in person in Orlando, Florida, or on the web at www.theparish.org. The following sermon was preached on Sunday, January 11th, 2015, the Feast of the Baptism of the Lord, by Father Richard Rojas.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. It is a great privilege to be with you here, Father Doc Holliday, former Bishop Campese, also Lou, and also his wife. We'd spent time together in Rome, and that was an exciting time. I am sort of on vacation here, and I also have family. My mom's here, my cousin, long time, haven't seen him, and also her husband. It's wonderful to be in Orlando. And like anybody else who doesn't have money, I drove down here, okay, with all of my family in the back, and we assigned everyone sickness bags before we got on the road, coming from Pennsylvania, where I am a pastor of a church. Immaculate Heart of Mary Parish in Dushore, PA. And, you know, like anyone else, when I get to Virginia, I have to slow down, because if you go fast through Virginia, you'll get pulled over by the cops. And you might as well rob a bank, because by the time you're done paying a lawyer $1,000 to represent you, don't ask me at the end of this how I know this, you will be broke. And feeling like you should have made other choices. I say that all because we turn to our gospel passage today, and there's this very specific ceremony that Jesus goes through here, and it is baptism. The past few Sundays, we went from Christmas to celebrating the solemnity of the Nativity of our Lord to celebrating the Epiphany, the solemnity of the Epiphany of our Lord, and that's the revelation of Jesus to the world. And then on this Sunday, we come to the solemnity of the baptism of our Lord. And specifically, we look at the issue of baptism and Jesus as a foreshadowing of what happens to us in our baptism. That's what I want to focus upon today. And what we learn here in this baptism is that he is given the power of the Spirit. It's in the Jordan River, being baptized by John. Spirit descends upon him. Heavens open, and the pronouncement comes, "You are my beloved Son." And with that, the very next passage, Jesus is thrust into the desert, and he undergoes a great temptation by Satan. And at that moment, the specific thing that we learn is that when Jesus essentially is baptized, with the great power that he and his humanity assumes from God, comes great responsibility. From thenceforth, he goes on a mission. His passion begins. And the responsibility of taking upon himself all of what humanity should do, obeying the Father at every moment, living a completely sanctified life, begins for our salvation. And we learn by looking at his life that with the great power that he had as the Son of God, you know, it's a glorious day. You are the Son of God, and the Lord says that to him, and there is no question in his mind as to who he is. Then he has to undergo a life of complete consecration and dedication to God that climaxes upon the cross for salvation. So with the great power comes great responsibility. That comes from a movie, doesn't it? Spider-Man? You ever see that movie? Where did we get that? Also, interestingly, I looked it up, and Voltaire said it. He was a French philosopher. Yeah, but Voltaire got it from Jesus, of course. Because Jesus said that to whom much is given, much is required. So in our baptism, what are we given? We are given what the Lord has given, complete empowerment from Almighty God, the Holy Spirit dispensed upon us, the chrismation of God, a sanctified soul, salvation from the world, But we are also given not only power, but much responsibility. What is that responsibility? If we look at the Catechism of the Catholic Church, it explicitly spells it out. In baptism, it says, the whole community of believers is as such priestly. The faithful participate in their baptismal priesthood. Through their participation, each according to his vocation in Christ's mission as priest, prophet, and king. Let me unpack that. Priest, prophet, and king. Each person, essentially, by virtue of their baptism, is set apart to live out vocational responsibilities of priest. We're all priests in one sense, prophets, and kings. That is that the Catechism of the Catholic Church makes the distinction between our baptismal priesthood and the ordained priesthood. But each one of us has a priestly role. And what is that priestly role? That priestly role is first to bring, as any priest, divinity to humanity. Just like Jesus was two natures. He was 100% God, and he was 100% man. In his priesthood, he brought those perfectly together upon earth. Each one of us is to be a priest to our neighbor and to our family. Priest's primary responsibility is to pray, bringing divinity to humanity. So, when we're with our families, we ask the question, do we pray with them? Do we pray with our families as priestly agents of Christ? This is direct application to the fact that if we have a priestly vocation, and we all do as baptized Christians, we have the responsibility to pray with our families. Secondly, we have the responsibility as the priesthood of all believers to pray with the church. Second Vatican Council made an emphasis on the fact that every Christian baptized has to come with full and active participation in the Mass. And what that means is each one of us has the responsibility to, number one, attend, and to, number two, pray with the priests that the holy sacrifice of the Mass would be efficacious for ourselves, for our families, and for the whole world. Second, each one of us is prophets. What do prophets do? Prophets proclaim the word of God. They speak on behalf of God to other people. They bring about what God wants upon the earth as a pronouncement in the words spoken upon the earth. The great prophets, of course, in the Old Testament is Moses. Moses who penned, by direction, actually God penned, but Moses who gave the Ten Commandments to God's people. This was direct communication from God. And they were elaborated upon by Moses in the Pentateuch as he explained and applied what God said in his holy word. Elijah was a prophet to wayward kings, calling them back, saying, God desires for you as a king to serve him and to lead his people in the service of him. And then, of course, the greatest prophet, Christ Jesus our Lord, teaching on the Sermon on the Mount. This is what God says. This is what a Christian looks like in the Beatitudes. This is how one ought to live their life, according to God's word. So prophets are those who are speaking into others' lives and telling them what God would have them to do. We all do this, of course, as parents, teaching our children in what is called the domestic church. The home is a church, and each participant in that home has the responsibility of speaking God's word, firstly from the parents to the children, and then sharing it with each other. This is how the word of God penetrates and comes into our lives. We hear it on Sunday, and we speak it to each other during the week. Lastly, each one of us is set apart in our baptism to rule as kings. What we mean by this is we all have a sphere influence for Christ, be it at work, be it at home, or somewhere else. We think of the great kings, David, Asa, Joseph, Jotham, Hezekiah. The reason why they were great kings was because they led people to God. They took it as their responsibility to ensure that each person under their governance was directed toward God. And so we ask ourselves today, how do we direct and aid people that we are responsible for to God? So, our priestly vocation, our prophetic vocation, our kingly vocation, these all together make up the responsibility that is given to us in the great power of baptism. Of course, always focused and seen as power coming from Christ himself through his death, burial, and resurrection, and the very same Spirit that came upon him comes upon us in our baptism so that we can cooperate with that grace and live out our vocation as baptized Christians. We come today to realize that we not only receive his body and blood on the altar, but we receive the power of baptism that gives us each great responsibility. And praise God for it, and may he sanctify your hearts and minds to live out that calling. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.